Chapter 1. When I was born, the name for what I was did not exist. They called me Nymph, assuming I would be like my mother, and aunts, and thousand cousins, least of the lesser goddesses. Our powers were so modest, they could scarcely ensure our eternities. We spoke to fish and nurtured flowers, coaxed drops from the clouds or salt from the waves. That word nymph paced out the length and breadth of our futures. In our language, it means not just goddess, but bride. My mother was one of them, a naiad, guardian of fountains and streams. She caught my father's eye when he came to visit the halls of her own father, Oceanos. Helios and Oceanos were often at each other's tables in those days. They were cousins, and equal in age, though they did not look it. My father glowed bright as just forged. Forged bronze, while Oceanos had been born with rheumy eyes and a white beard to his lap. Yet, they both were titans and preferred each other's company to those new squeaking gods upon Olympus who had not seen the making of the world. Oceanos's palace was a great wonder, set deep in the earth's rock. Its high arched halls were gilded, the stone floor smoothed by centuries of divine feet. Through every room ran the faint sound of Oceanos's river, source of the world's fresh waters, so dark you could not tell where it ended and the bedrock began. Oh, I read that backwards. So dark, you could not tell where it ended and the rock bed began. On its banks grew grass and soft gray flowers, and also the unnumbered children of Oceanos. Naiads and nymphs and river gods. Otter sleek, laughing, their faces bright against the dusky air, they passed golden goblets among themselves and wrestled, playing games of love. In their midst, outshining all that lily beauty, sat my mother.